पत्स्यामि सार्वभौम तवाज्ञया लक्षये तत्र तत्रापि त्वाम् आत्तेषु शरासनम् कलीरुवाच यत्र को वात्स्यामि यत्र को वात्स्यामि सार्वभौमतवाज्ञया सार्वभौमतवाज्ञया लक्षये तत्र तत्रापि लक्षये तत्र तत्रापि त्वामात्तेषु शरासनम् त्वामात्तेषु शरासनम् कलीरुवाच यत्र क्व वात्स्यामि सार्वभौमतवाज्ञया लक्षये तत्र तत्रापि त्वामात्तेषु शरासनम् कलीरुवाच यत्र क्व वात्स्यामि सार्वभौमतवाज्ञया लक्षये तत्र तत्रापि त्वामात्तेषु शरासनम् कलीरुवाच
The word for word meaning is as follows. Kali Uvacha, The personality of Kali said,
Yatra,
anywhere,
Kwa,
and everywhere,
Va,
either,
Atha,
thereof,
Vatsyami,
I shall reside,
Sarvabhauma,
O Lord,
or Emperor,
of the earth,
Tava,
your,
Agyaya,
by the order,
Lakshaye,
I see,
Tatra Tatra,
anywhere and everywhere,
Api,
also,
Tvam,
your majesty,
Atta,
taken over,
Ishu,
arrows,
Sharasanam,
bows. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O Your Majesty, though I may live anywhere and everywhere, under Your order, I shall but see You with bow and arrows wherever I look. Purport. The personality of Kali could see that Maharaj Parikshit was the emperor of all lands all over the world. And thus, anywhere he might live, he would have to meet with the same mood of the king. The personality of Kali was meant for mischief, and Maharaj Parikshit was meant for subduing all kinds of mischief mongers, especially the personality of Kali. It was better, therefore, for the personality of Kali to have been killed by the king then and there, instead of being killed elsewhere. He was, after all, a surrendered soul before the king, and it was for the king to do what was required.
Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yatra Kva Vata Vatsyami. sarvabhauma tavagyaya. Lakshaye tatra tatrapi tvam atteshu sharasanam.
This is a complaint by Kali as he is about to be punished. That, oh, your majesty, he is addressing King Parikshit. I may live anywhere, everywhere, but I shall just see you. What's the meaning of see you? Either you personally or somebody trained by you, somebody working for you, will be killing me. I will not be having that kind of peaceful existence. So today also happens to be the appearance of Shripada Ramanujacharya. So we will divide our discussion between understanding this particular chapter and Shripada Ramanujacharya's preaching pastimes. Our Dayanidhi Prabhu, who is involved with our Lakshminarayan Seva right from its inception, in the morning told that it was in 98 that this particular temple's Seva Puja was initiated. So this is the 25th anniversary of Lakshminarayan Temple. Sri Lakshminarayan Bhagavan Ki. In one sense, Lakshminarayan Seva is like a preparatory ground for Radha Gopinath's pujaris. Many devotees, they do this service. In fact, I offer my pranams to all the pujaris, all the various devotees who do this service with such a flair, such expertise and such care. I came here in 1988 and that time our LNHO Gurukul boys, they were given this seva of taking care of Lakshmi Narayan. At least other devotees, ashram devotees would not have much of kind of any, I don't know what to call it, interest. I think Madhurandila Mataji is here. Were you doing any Lakshminarayan service? No? Same here. So, somehow Radhanath Maharaj encouraged and our devotees started taking interest. We also have a special guest in our midst, Her Grace Saraswati Mataji. Welcome back home. We have not forgotten how much of a pioneering service Saraswati Mataji has done, especially with regards to ISKCON Pune. And she, along with Satyavati Mataji, Janava Devi Mataji, anybody else? Or you three were one of the pioneers, right? And then they requested Radhanath Maharaj to send Radha Gopinath Prabhu, and thus, like the tiny seedlings of activities in Pune, and now I think their Brahmachari Prasadam Hall is bigger than this hall. They have more than 150 or so Brahmacharis, and they have a huge sprawling campus. So, all this was pioneered by these three or four ladies. So, your contribution will never go unrecorded. Prabhupada Kutumba Parampara feel very happy. So, welcome here. I think it was Radhika Vallabh Prabhu who gave a nice class 2-3 days ago, and he talked about the chapter title,
punishment and reward of Kali. Now, honestly, before coming to ISKCON or before reading Prabhupada's books, I never thought we are living in Kali Yuga. And even if somebody tells that this is Kali Yuga, we would say, so what? What's the big deal? And I think that's the case with almost every average Hindu born in India, that yeah, we know there is something called Kali Yuga. Especially if people would start quarreling, wars, strife, disagreements. Then there is a faint reminder that this is Kali Yuga. One devotee compared this Hindu, Sanatan, not exactly Sanatan, but basically the Hindu understanding of Vedic truths to be like, this is his example, but I love it. You ever opened a kitchen container, dabba, containing hing, asafoetida? It doesn't have anything. It was kept as a container for asafoetida. And if you open it and you say, what was there in it? And you take it close to your nose or touch. Why? Because hing is having that kind of potency that if the fine particles enter your nose, you sneeze and say, there must be hing inside. So the understanding is, our understanding of Vedic truths is only when something comes so close to our nose that we are reminded that it may be this, it may be this contained hing or something. So there is Smashan Vairagya. The funeral pyre is lit. Somebody is gone. And relatives, people look at each other. Nothing is definite in this world. I saw him yesterday. I saw him talking. And I said, we'll meet again. How do I know that this was his last goodbye? I was at a flat where a very, very aged person was about to leave. And, please don't find fault in this. At least I am not trying to find fault. The servant was saying, please open your eyes, please open your eyes. Your paan is ready. Your coffee is ready. You have to go and meet your friends. They're waiting for you to play cards with them again. And somehow the person passed away that very night. So the tragedy is, what to do with the paan which is already made? What will the friends feel that now no more playing cards? So some of you look shocked that at the end of life, would you be waiting for the perfect paan to be made or another round of playing cards? Hand, as they say, another hand. So in the so-called developed world, most of the time you'll find celebrities leaving their bodies and especially in a hospital or completely sedated condition, comatose. He passed away peacefully in his sleep. So that is considered like high point of your life, that you pass away very peacefully. In fact, some people say when somebody dies, they say, rest in peace. Peace, though, peace.
What is the truth? Does one die in a hospital bed, pass away in sleep? Peacefully? Do you get that peace? And after death, do you have this peace? Ask anyone calling himself a philosopher and they say, actually nobody knows. Who knows? Who has seen what happens after death? It may be surprising, but all of this has something to do with this incident. The punishment and reward of Kali. This is verse number 36. In the 35 verses prior to this, all of this was composed in that holy place of Radha Damodar. Prabhupada would compose these first canto purports. At least once he mentioned that, I put everything into these first three parts of the first canto. These were the three books Prabhupada took with him to America. This was his ammunition. This was his shield. This was his nourishment which he wanted to give to America. I mean, whether the Western world was ready for this kind of a heavy philosophical thing, but Prabhupada had this faith. In the Jaladuta diary, he had composed his prayer and he had told Krishna, you sit on my words. You sit on my tongue. Otherwise, I don't think anyone can understand what's happening. Did Prabhupada identify himself as a scholar? Well, he was given the name Bhaktivedanta. But in his prayers, he says, the poem he wrote, he said, the name looks very big and grand. Bhaktivedanta naam khub boro. Now is the time that ebe sarthak koro. Now you give me the strength so that if somebody has given me the title, honorific title, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti plus Vedanta. Again, this is something which I don't think my parents didn't teach me that. They didn't know because their parents didn't teach them that. That there could be Bhakti also and Vedanta also. There could be reasoning and logic, practical ways of how to become spiritual. At the same time, having the nourishment of Bhakti. Because very easily, the atmosphere was so muddled, vitiated, that those who were doing bhakti were seen as, bhakti is good for widows, aged women, old people, and basically those who don't understand life. Theek hai, aap bhakti karo. So, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj had gone to South India, and one small temple, and he was introduced as, he is American born, now he's become an Indian citizen, and he wants to dedicate his life, and the pujari was interested, American? You're from America? He said, yes. He said, oh, that's very nice. Can you help me in getting a visa for my son? It's very brilliant. Very intelligent. I would really wish she could go to America to become an engineer. So Jayapataka Maharaj says that, I was so surprised. He says, here you are, established temple, so many years of tradition, and your ambition is to send your son to America to become an engineer. Now, of course, he didn't have any resources to give him a visa, help or something. But he just asked, who will take care of Seva Puja? He said, I have another son. Thoda dimag se kam hai. He's a bit dull. This fellow is very intelligent. So, this is what Kali has done. The best of brains are for coding and engineering and whatever. And the worst of brains for, you know, like, what is he doing? He's just showing a fan, doing some yak tail whisk. And what did he do? He just put a thali of sweets. Oh, Krishna, please eat this. And people said, do you really think God eats this? Or maybe it is the pujaris who distribute between themselves and eat that. Who knows? There was a case where I had to talk with a police inspector. And he said, I came to some of your temples and it was 2:30 and they said, Bhagwan so rahe. Krishna is taking rest. Now I knew that this person is not asking me as to how do you understand this. So he laughed and said, maybe the pujaris want rest from 1 to 4. So they keep the temple closed. Very nice. What kind of job you'll have in today's times? Where 1 to 4 you have compulsory sleep time. Very nice occupation, isn't it? This is all by this person whom we are about to discuss today. Don't think that Kali gives kind of half-baked or half-hearted allegations or half-truths. No. Full-fledged. Kali has that potency. So, we will try to understand how it comes to this particular stage. From the beginning of the chapter, Prabhupada identifies one after another specific faults. First, Prabhupada says, this is the first influence of Kali. People without any training, people without any Brahminical culture, without any spiritual culture, they just want to kill innocent animals. Second, the principles of religion, they are attacked. Now, what do you mean principles of religion? Does religion have to have any principles? This is also news. So Prabhupada said, my first step in re-spiritualization of society is to establish these four things. Whether you are Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Jain, Buddhist, anything, you cannot escape these four. And when you read them, it makes sense. Mercy. Is there something like Hindu mercy or Christian mercy? Mercy is mercy. Austerity, cleanliness, and truthfulness. These are universal. It is just that people need to be told, people need to be educated. So what is the weapon with our acharyas? That these kind of centers be established where Prabhupada always said, culture. Krishna Bhakti is not like somebody like Shiva Bhakti, so he goes to Babulnath. Somebody likes Mahalakshmi Bhakti, they go to Mahalakshmi temple. And people like Krishna, they come here. Culture, it is training. Is engineering from IIT Powai different from engineering IIT Bangalore? No, engineering is engineering. You might have better professors here or there. But 2 plus 2 is 4. No matter what, wherever you are. The third thing is, which kind of sounds strange if we speak today. Cows are distressed. Now the entire world practically, especially now that the current government is more pro Sanatan Dharma, things can be talked publicly. So even educated, highly educated boys and girls today, they ask the question, why single out cows? So with one person discussion, I said, at least protect cows first.
He said, no, you should also protect sheep and hens. And I said, look, you can go all the way into protecting microbes and amoebas, and even the coronavirus has to be protected. Because, please have to understand, Kali Yuga means taking any statement to its absurdest point. That, you know, while you are walking, you are killing microbes, you are talking, you are killing microbes, so don't kill them. This is called Smarthavad. Smartha doesn't mean smart, not the English one. That is taking a rule, and Rupa Goswami warns, you can commit a big blunder by either accepting a rule without knowing it or rejecting it without knowing it. It's called Niyama Agraha. Insisting on it, whatever might be the consequences. Or Niyama Agraha, not accepting it. So, if these are the three main faults, Prabhupada lists them one after the other. And he puts the onus, the burden on the heads of state. First time I read this, that it is a fault of the kings. So, I said, oh, okay. So if my chief minister or my municipal corporator or my leader, he is sinful, no blame on me. So then Prabhupada talks about this. He said, who elected them? It's you. Isn't it? Now you may say, I didn't vote for this person. But in so-called democracy, whatever the votes are given, assuming they are given, there's also a lot of rigging over there. And anybody can get elected. As one American politician was saying, in our country, anyone can become president. So one philosopher said, and that could be a problem. So, it is the responsibility of the heads of the state. Fundamental question. How can there be a person called Kali? In fact, some people say, is there a difference between Kali and Kali? Of course. Kali is the devta, the devi, who is in charge of the total material energy. And Kali, basically, who is Kali? Anybody knows? Who is he? A person, correct. What else? What do we know about him? Where was he born? What is his gotra? What's his qualification? Any ideas? Kali is just like you and me, a part and parcel of Krishna. Now, hold your mental horses. So does it mean that Krishna also wants that this whole mess should take place? Not necessarily. This thing about identifying everything as a person, I was very happy to read that in New Zealand there is a river, and for the last centuries, the local people were fighting that this river is a person. She should be given personhood. And their court approved. Just recently they approved that, alright, we give it the title of a person. I don't wish to go into political discussions here, but few years ago, pre-corona times, there was this thing about this famous temple in Kerala, where women between a particular age are not given entry. Who was cashing in on the controversy? Mostly people who had nothing to do with the temple. They had no interest whether the temple is having this type of worship or that type of worship. And finally, in the court, it was discovered, I mean, it was related that this is a deity and is a person, and there will be certain ways of allowance and disallowances. For so many hundreds of years it was allowed, this particular tradition. We see Lord Jagannath in Puri. There are so many acres and acres of forest land which are in his name. So the tradition of treating the Lord like a person is very much there. In Srirangam, for those who go there regularly or also remember, as you approach the main gate entrance, on your left, there is a place where you can weigh things. There is a weighing scale, taraju. It is meant for those farmers who have their produce. They bring it, they weigh it, and the Lord's share is given directly. Okay, out of 60 bags, 20 belong to the Lord. So they are given there. These are all ways and means in which the deity is seen as a person, not just as a statue or an idol. Now, since Krishna is a person, Radha is a person, the gopis are persons, Nanda, Yashoda, everybody is a person, the Vedas teach us that actually everything can be having a personality. Today, we prefer things to be impersonal. You may say, no, I don't prefer. Wait, I'll tell you how. At least in the philosophical realm, people feel an impersonal entity is much better. Bhagwan to nirgun nirakar hai. Everybody knows. What does that nirgun actually mean? Oh, nirgun means nir, without, guna, qualities. Plain and simple, the Vedas are saying it. Nirguna, nir akar, nir without, akar form. Vaishnava Acharyas say, nirguna means without material qualities. We agree, he is nirguna. We agree, he is nirakar, without material akar. So these are the two main ways in which Mayavadis and impersonalists and Vaishnavas, we try to understand things. The differences are there. You pick and choose which one you feel is more natural. I had to make a call to Mahanagar Gas Limited. So I dialed the number. If it is regarding bill, press 1. I said, okay. If your language is English, press 2. Otherwise, press 3. Otherwise, press 4. If you have to change your location, press 6. They made me press something like 9 or 11 times. If you want a live person at the other end, press 7. I said, this is what I am trying to say right from the beginning. Why don't you put this in the initial thing? Press 7 so that live person can come. Although the voice I was hearing was a human voice, but I know there is no person. It's all recorded. We have this deep down strong attachment for linking with a person. And at the same time, we cannot deal with people. But it's also a fact. Just look at the self-help section in any bookstore. How many books are about treating people with humanity, treating people with kindness, treat me like a person, I am a person. Most of the WhatsApp things which people share, they are about treat me like a person, I am no machine. As we have in our life today, machines can think, people cannot. Machine memory is increasing, people's memory is decreasing. You may show your latest iPhone or even another phone, 256 GB memory or 512 GB, 1 TB memory, whatever. And what about you? My memory is going down, which is another symptom of Kali Yuga, which we'll see later. So, impersonalism is a kind of refuge from the problems of being a person. Suicide is like an ultimate expression of cutting off your personality. I don't want to stay here. I don't want to remain in this personality, in this personalism. So Kali is a person, and I was just thinking to making a list of what are the ways in which the Bhagavatam introduces us to various persons. So Ganga is a river, but is a person. In Mahabharata, she comes before Shantanu, and they get married, and then she leaves. And then after some time, when Devavrat, the future Bhishma Dev, is about 8 years old, so she brings and says, "This is our son." So Ganga is both the river, moon, Buddha, and so many. The Vedas come as personified Vedas late in the 10th canto. But the Bhagavatam has a special kind of a role in establishing spirituality for this Kali's age. First is Satya Yuga, golden period, peace of mind, contentment, satisfaction, pure air, pure fruits, pure earth, everything pure, everything just the way it should be. If you are a mental health therapist, you'll go bankrupt. No business. If you are a health therapist, Ayurvedic cooking or healthy living or nutrition or Kellogg's Shakti or whatever, no business. People can live on air, people can live on water. Everybody is a Paramhamsa by way of mental thought. So if there is a perfect peace, then there is a question of any strife or any such problem. But then it is the material world. So Satya Yuga, which has 43,20,000 or so years, quite a long span, but TikTok, not the app, but the clock, tick-tock, 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 and one day this beautiful age has to come to an end. By the time it has come to an end, something has happened. Any ideas what could have happened after 43,20,000 years? Treta Yuga is okay, but if you say, like I say, Monday gaya, what happens? It's Tuesday. That's okay. But something happened while Monday went into Tuesday. What is that thing that happened? Sorry? What happened to living entities? No, something happened in the quality of life. Decreased or increased? How? How, in a sense, by what volume it decreased? Age decreased, everything decreased, but what caused that decrease? Sattva guna came down by 25%. Sometimes new people may say, Sattva guna, what is that? Sattva guna is what you get free of charge every day morning. Not making a joke, it's a fact. Every day morning, Sattva Guna is available for whoever wakes up at Brahma Murta time. You may say, that's a problem. getting up 45 minutes before sunrise? Why wake up at such an ungodly hour? Precisely because it is not ungodly. It is the opposite, it is godly. Like, you know, some famous photographers, really famous ones, before this digital age, most of their photographs regarding the sun were all sunset shots. So they hardly got up at sunrise. So, sometimes they say, oh, we were during sunrise. Before sunrise, the sun gets up, I go down. He goes down, I come up. But whether it is Kali Yuga or this Yuga or that Yuga, morning before Brahma, before sunrise, those 40-45 minutes, free stock available of Sattva Guna. And that's why Mangal Aarti, auspicious Aarti, is at 5 o'clock. 4:30 somewhere, 5 o'clock somewhere. Of course, if you want, you can chase away this free Sattva Guna by taking your first cup of coffee or tea. Because you may say, this too much. I'm getting too many noble thoughts. I need to work on passion. I need to work. I'm in a competitive period. So that's our... And mostly that's what people do. Early morning, they put some dose of negativity and some passion, some tamogun, and that keeps them in their element. The next Trita Yuga began with a 25% deficiency. And it didn't have such a long span. It had much shorter than Satya Yuga. But when it ended, 25% gone. The third one is Dwapar, Krishna's appearance. It begins with only 50% Sattva Guna. And when it ended with the battle of Kurukshetra, the universal report card said, that like the doctor may say, 75% blockage, main artery. So 75% Sattva Guna gone, destroyed by Kali. Actually, not Kali technically, by material energy. And our glorious age of science and commerce and industry and ChatGPT and so many things, artificial intelligence becoming more and more powerful. What about natural? Don't ask about that. Artificial hai na, agar apka kam ho gaya to bhi wo hai. So this age, which began roughly 5,000 years ago, and there was one obstacle. Can you imagine how powerful this one person could be? He is Maharaj Parikshit, the great grandson of Arjuna. In fact, in one verse he says, who am I? He's talking to Kali. Who am I? Do you know who am I? Guda Kesha Yashodharanam. I am somebody who is continuing the lineage of Gudakesh, Arjun. So previously people would have this kind of a firm thing that why do I exist? I exist for the name of my lineage. When Bhima was seeing Draupadi being insulted, he said, I will punish these two miscreants, Duryodhan and Dushasan, otherwise I won't show my face to my forefathers. Nowadays hardly we know who our forefathers are or what did they do. In some cases they know, like especially in some Mumbai business families, oh, my grandfather came with just 1,140 rupees in his pocket and now he has a 40 crore business here. So those kind of things are there. But what about the cultural lineage being passed on? Very rare, very rare. So Parikshit Maharaj, Vishnu Rat, protected by Vishnu. And he is on his patrolling. Even though he is a king, he is an emperor. I find it myself to juggle with this thing so hard. that somebody could be the emperor and people are happy that he is our emperor. This Kali Yuga, I would see that my mind is so disturbed and so vitiated, ugly. Like Prabhupada went to this Japanese printer. They were printing Back to Godhead magazines, old ones, Nectar of Devotion. And 6 or 7 people came from the company, Dai Nippon Printers, very prestigious name. And every officer would come, operations, marketing, research, sales. And the top boss also came of that particular unit. And then they appointed one person that he will be the liaison between BBT and Dai Nippon. And Prabhupada, as is natural for him, he started asking him, what do you do? Where's your family? And then came the point of, do you know these books are actually spiritual books meant for re-spiritualization of the whole world? He didn't understand much. He was saying, yes, yes, yes. Very polite. And then Prabhupada popped this question. What do you think is the goal of your life? So he just, all these various people had given their visiting cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he just picked all of them, made a small pile, took out his and put it on the top. This is the goal of my life. That I want to be the main boss here. And today people say that there is nothing, there is not a crime to say that I want to be the boss. In fact, you should. Everybody wants to be a boss. Everybody wants to be a leader. Like parents take their 3-year-old, 3-year-olds, and they are making him do so many tests. And so Mr. So-and-so, your son is a leader or a follower? So this particular family, they said, let's be very honest, I think he's a follower. So they said, congratulations, he's in a class of 37 kids with 36 leaders and one follower. Everybody wants to be a leader. So who's to be the follower? So this thing of anybody who's at the top, shoot him, bring him down. If you're with me, it's okay. Don't try to play super smart. Why? Both ways. Leaders have known only to exploit. And followers have this experience that there is no use following somebody who is not your well-wisher. This is again Kali. So when Maharaj Parikshit saw this highly unusual thing, and we will quickly describe this because we have to go to Ramanujacharya's pastimes also. A cow, bull, spotlessly white, and there is an ugly person having robes, silk, like a king, and is taking a sword in hand and is threatening them. Parikshit Maharaj was thinking, I never dreamt I could be seeing such a scenery in my kingdom. And that too a king, a person in royal robes. So the first thing which a real Kshatriya, trained by proper pure Brahmanas, is jump in the fray. Prabhupada said, he didn't say, okay, we'll start an inquiry commission. And later, after 35 years, when both the cow and the bull are dead, the report comes in. And they say, as such, it is irrelevant now. Appoint some retired high court judge or a Supreme Court judge. He takes a fat salary. Kali, this is what he does. He took out his sword and he stopped him. He says, stop, otherwise I'm going to kill you right now. And this time Kali knew this personality can do that. Then he saw the bull. The bull had 3 legs broken already. What does it mean? That means mercy, gone. Austerity, gone. Cleanliness, gone. Truth, just 1 leg. Somehow the bull is hobbling on 1 leg. Imagine a bull, how difficult it is to stand on 1 leg. The cow was terrified seeing this Kali. She was crying She was passing urine and stool simultaneously. He said, how dare you treat them like that? And Kali is described as so intelligent. He immediately casts off his kingly attire. All right, I give it up. And then what do? Here is the Rajarshi. He is a Raja plus a Rishi. He actually surrendered before him. Says, please Maharaj, I need to be given some shelter. Now the thing goes whirring in Parikshit Maharaj's head. Krishna has departed. Pandavas have departed. So what do? Prabhupada assures the reader that Parikshit is qualified, strong, competent enough to stop Kali from whatever, kill him also. But does he do it? No. And you may say, why? If he would have done it, we would have stayed in a golden age. That's not true, by the way. All of us who are in this Kali Yuga, we are not here by force. We have come here by choice. Anyone gone to a flight before and you have chosen economy? And there is an advert announcement for first class, gold class, blue card holders or whatever. And then after the main people who have paid high premium, they have gone inside. Then they say, chalo public, everybody else. They may say, how dare you call me that? They say, hey, see what you have paid. You want to pay dirt cheap and you want them to invite you with a red carpet? So use this logic. Why am I in Kali Yuga? Perhaps we were asleep when Satya Treta Dwapar went by. Who knows? Or we took a better employment opportunity under either Ravan or Jarasandh or Kamsa, thinking that, you know, like the English language has this poem by Milton where Satan says, I would be better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. I am in hell, but I am ruling here. Who wants to go to a heaven where you are a servant? Parikshit Maharaj, because of his superior intelligence, he found out some benefits. That's our last point for the day. You may say, after you have told us this horror story, what there can be any benefit of Kali? There is. Among the various faults, is like no pure air, no pure water, no pure medicine, no pure knowledge, no pure existence, no pure relationships. Nothing can be trusted. Like one of my favorite quotes nowadays is I saw a book written by a media expert who says, trust me, I'm lying. You may say, at least others are saying they are not lying and this guy is saying. Like in some countries, in their presidential elections or prime minister elections, there are sometimes debates. Okay, if we give you our vote, do you promise to make our lives better? I don't have any such plans. But I'll warn you, elect him, you'll be much worse. And we say, yeah, what to do? Better the known devil, as they say. Better to elect the known devil than the unknown one. So among all these faults, there are some good things. Now you choose whether they are good or bad for you personally. In the previous three yugas, any sankalpa of pap, I need to kill this fellow. I wish his whole family goes into ruination. I hope he dies.
You thought it and you will be held responsible. It's like today's traffic police. They don't say anything. Sir, gone. 500 rupees challan ho gaya. It's subtle technology. Previously you would say, "Are, mama, either sorry, I didn't see it. I gave my hand like that. I gave this signal." Nowadays it is not like that. So previously, any sankalpa of pap and that sound is not there, I'm just making it. But in your desktop or your mobile phone, you get one signal, tring, one more pop added. All I did was I just thought it was a momentary thing. I don't want to kill somebody. But okay, what about reverse? If you say, "Arey, this is a nice goshala, this is a nice institution. I wish I could give 10,000 rupees here." And you may say, I had one good thought. I made a daan sankalpa. In the previous yugas, they would say, "Who cares? Where it shows the receipt? Have you actually given it?" Well, something happened and I forgot. So, the essence is, paap sankalpa noted. Punya sankalpa blown away. Who cares? Punya, you have to do it. In Kali, Parikshit Maharaj found out the reverse is true. Paap sankalpa, they say, how many to register? We don't have hard disk capacity so much that can actually understand how many sankalpas these people of Kali Yuga do for paap. Okay. As such, people are killed by their own lack of sattva. My dadi used to say this thing in Marathi, "Meleleana kaya marta." Somebody who is already dead, usko aur marne se kya hai? You're already dead by your culture, by your nutrition, by everything. So, papa sankalpa, next. But punya sankalpa. If somebody comes once to a temple and says, "Nice darshan." You meet somebody on the street giving a book, "Nice fellow. Actually he spoke very nicely." Or somebody gets a bhajan on his short, YouTube shorts, and, "Nice bhajan, I like it." Oh, it is like, this person is a saint. He actually glorified the Mahamantra. Wow, what to do about him? And papa sankalpa, not registered at all. Now just see Kali's confidence when he was told that, "When I allow you, this is going to be the norm. That anybody who thinks sinfully, no problems. But anybody who has one little desire of punya, immediately he will," like you say, I think I should donate 10,000. You get a receipt, you already did it. Nice, isn't it? But Kali was confident that it won't happen like that. I'll make sure that nobody will even think positively about others. I know psychologists, they have told their clients that, "Okay, he's your husband, at least think something good about him." He said, "Nah." No. "She's your wife. She may be having some good things." They make a face as if, "Really? We've been married for 27 years and how come I didn't find anything?" So the corruption with our brains, what Kali has done, it is only visible when... So Bhagavatam sometimes is like your MRI scan. You get the whole thing in front of you and you say, "Am I so bad?" You may say, "Wait, you haven't seen the whole thing." And the next and most important thing about Kali Yuga is, Kalim Sabha Janti Arya Gunagyasarabhaginaha.
Kalim, this personality's age, Kalim, Sabhajanti, plural, these people, I don't know who they are, but these personalities, they worship Kali. Sabhajanti. Why? They have two main qualities. Gunagya. Guna, qualities. Gya, aware of. So people who are aware of Kali's qualities, Gunagya, Sarabhaginaha, those who can extract the essence, the distillation experts, and the best of that is the Hamsa, Paramahamsa, who can take milk from water. That's a favorite thing in Vedic culture. So, Kalim Sabhajanti Arya, Gunagya Sarabhagina, Yatra Sankirtaneva,
by just chanting Krishna's names, Sarva Swartho Bhi Labhyate.
Here Swartha doesn't mean selfishness. Here Swartha is Swa Artha. What is the highest beneficial thing for you?
So when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This is the main beneficial point of this age. And to give you this assurance, in the all the three ages in the beginning, if people were told, they are all good people as we saw, sattvic people, that, you know, in the last part of this time cycle, the shortest part in Kali Yuga, people will have bead bags, people will have beads, they will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, they will chant Lord Ram's name, whatever bona fide name, and by chanting they will get all perfection. This first three Yuga people will say, impossible. I mean, we know the holy name is powerful, but to get everything from just chanting? No, not possible. Because they haven't seen anything like that. And you or me are fortunate. Anyone here who from the right beginning of his life had this desire, I want to chant and go back to Godhead. I'll be happy if somebody raises their hand. But I'm also aware that may not be. But Prabhupada has taught us. The Bhagavatam has taught us. So, later, Parikshit decides that although he has taken my shelter, then Kali will say, I want some place. You know what they write on some t-shirts? Apna bhi time aayega. Something like that. Isn't it? Apna time aaya? Aayega. Aayega. So this is what Kali bargained with Parikshit. Ke Majesty, Maharaj, apna time abhi hai. And Parikshit Maharaj could understand that this fellow's potencies are not beyond Krishna's potencies. It's not like Krishna cannot do anything. We have later Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing, Kali kukura kadan jadi chaohe. If you want to curb the activities of this dog, Kali, Kali Kukkura. Kali Yuga Pavana, Kali Bhaya Nashana. What destroys Kali Yuga Pavan? What will make this time auspicious? Kali Bhaya Nashana, which can destroy Kali's fear of Kali. Sri Sachinandana Gaoe. This is the same Krishna who allowed Kali, but now has come as Sri Sachinandan Gaur Hari. So, a lot of time has gone in discussing Kali. So, whatever short time I have, maybe about 7 or 8 minutes, I don't know. Kali Yuga means different type of Asuric philosophies. I just read it. That word has stuck my mind. I said, what do you mean by Asuric philosophies which say that eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow you die?
just enjoy life the way it comes. This is a unique contribution of Prabhupada that he said. I'm just helping myself understand this. We are people, persons. We have emotions, we have exchanges, we interact with each other. The result of most of these exchanges is bitter, not so pleasant. So when we are told that Krishna is a person, Krishna can relate with you, Krishna can talk with you, what is there in the taste in our tongue is, don't tell me to again interact with a person. Or you can love Krishna. What if he betrays? What if he loves somebody else? What if he leaves me? What if Krishna tells me, enough of your chanting, I never enjoyed, I'm very honest with you, I never enjoyed right from the first time you started chanting, get out of my sight. That's what people do to people. What if Krishna does to us? Or what if Krishna says, too many devotees have been come now. You Hare Krishna people have preached so many, so come in a queue. I can't reciprocate with all of you. So Krishna consciousness is not like a server which has DNA server error that too many requests, server shut down. These are our experiences with our actions in this material world. So, 5,000 years of Kali Yuga, about 2,000 years of Kali Yuga and demoniac intellectuals, heads of society, so-called brahmanas, rampant animal slaughter. So Lord Buddha comes, and just like a big pandal which is on fire, somebody says, main switch ban karo. So once the main switch is off, no electric supply, the fire is contained. But that's not the aim, right? A pandal means there has to be chandeliers, light, mic, phone, fan, everything has to be there. So after about 1,000 years, Shankaracharya comes. And as your Microsoft starts in a safe mode, so Vedic life is started in a safe mode. Gita, Upanishads, not many Puranas, but mainly Vedic sacrifices, meditation, chanting, but only Om. So all the facilities are not available. Does he teach about bhakti? No, very less. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Yajnanam Japa Yajnosmi. So Shankaracharya's commentary on that particular verse is, chant Om. Satatam Kirtayantomam, Om. So 6th century, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, about 450 years after Shankaracharya's preaching has been done, this great Amshavatar of Lakshman Shesha called, his name is Elaya Perumal. So many names he has. Later he takes the name Ramanuja. Parents Keshava Somayaji Dikshitar and Kanti Mati. His time, like today is 2023, this is 1017. Just 1,000 years of this common era has passed. About 4,000 years of Kali Yuga have passed. And he stays on this earthly planet for 120 years. It is 1137 that he wraps up his pastimes. And got married at the age of 16. Didn't have a very happy married life. We'll talk about that later. So he was enrolled in a school. One Yadav Prakash was his teacher. And Yadav Prakash could see that this boy, he sometimes corrects me. We don't know where he got this knowledge from. And that Gurukul students,
Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasan Danto Gurur Hitam. Brahmacharis have to stay in Guru's house, serve as a menial servant. So sometimes by turns, the Gurukul students have to massage their Guru. Just some simple light massage. This particular day, Yadav Prakash is explaining the beautiful eyes of Lord Vishnu in Rama, I mean, Kanchipuram, in Srirangam. These are all temples of Vishnu. And so he said, this is a verse here, which very beautifully says, what is the color of Lord Vishnu's eyes? They are like the backside of a monkey. Now, most of you go to Vrindavan, you see, you know, those male monkeys, their backside is really reddish. But Ramacharya is saying, how dare you describe it? So he says, it's there, written here. Kapi Asanam. Kapi is a monkey, Asana is his backside. Young Ramanacharya says, this Kapi is not monkey. He says, Ka means this, P means this. Actually, it means the lotus flower on which Lord Brahma gets his birth. Reddish like the lotus flower. And this teacher says, he needs to be killed. This boy is going to make my life messy next time. I may lose my whole business. So the envy which was in his heart was so much that a group of students were in the forest and they were told to kill him. Ramanacharya learns of this, escapes through the Ganga, finds himself in a forest and doesn't know what to do. A hunter couple comes and guides him to Kanchipuram. And he knows this is Lord Varadaraj and this is Lakshmi, his consort. So, Alabandaru or Alabandar, anybody knows here? Yes, Mataji, what is it? Alavandar, okay. Sometimes they say B instead of V, I was confused. Alavandar. He is a spiritual master and he is about to depart. So when Ramanacharya comes there, they find the funeral procession on. Oh, we missed. And he was the one to notice three of his fingers were folded. He's already departed and three fingers folded. In front of everybody, Ramanacharya makes this proclamation. I will write a bhashya. Now previously, Shankaracharya gave the bhashya on Vedanta Sutra called the Sharirakka Bhashya. And everybody, till today people feel that Vedanta Sutra Bhashya means Shankaracharya's Bhashya. No. The first challenge to that Bhashya is from Ramanujacharya. But he didn't call it Ramanuja Bhashya. He called it Shri Bhashya. Why? Because he says, Lakshmi Devi is the emblem of prapatti, the proper way of surrender shown to Lord Vishnu. I will write a proper devotional commentary on that. One finger goes up. In order to perpetuate the name of Vyasa and Parashar, I will name a disciple. Second finger goes up. Then he says, I will propagate this Vishishta Advaita. Shankaracharya calls his philosophy Advaita, no two. Dvaita is two. And Ramanacharya calls it Vishishta Advaita. So, very soon his philosophy became very popular. As I said, he got married. The marriage was not very successful. It is said that Rakshaka Ambal, is that the name? Right? He finds that she is not supportive. So he sends her home saying that, oh, there is an invitation from your parents and I mean, today also we can see which girl would resist that
Maike se khat aa gaya hai.
Wow, I need to go. So she goes. So she goes and he goes. He just takes sannyas. And that's how he remains. Now, it will take at least a day to speak of Ramanujacharya properly, especially his philosophical exploits, his contribution, the construction of so many temples, and thousands and thousands of sannyasis he made. Two things I took from Giriraj Maharaj's one class. He said, while we were in Gorakhpur and the Hindi Bhagavad Gita was not available, so Prabhupada recommended, Gorakhpur is mostly, Hindi speaking people. Prabhupada said, you read Ramanuja Bhashya Gita. Let's see. And in a letter, Prabhupada speaks of one singular event, which I think is more than enough to understand Ramanuja's greatness. There's a place called Tirukoshtiyur, and the mantra was given to him. His guru at that time told him, this mantra is so powerful, but more than that, it is esoteric, it is secret. The guru has to give it to a disciple, the disciple has to practice it, and then you have to give it to one qualified disciple. Ramanujacharya asked him, is this the Tarak mantra, can save everybody, help everybody? I said, yeah, of course. And as the other disciples, God brothers and God sisters, they were all seeing, he climbed a Gopuram and he called, hey, everybody, please come. And some out of curiosity, some out of genuine interest, such a great saint, and he is asking us, yeah, what is it? He says, please repeat after me. And he gave the entire mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. And people chanted. Some of those sadhus in the same ashram were horrified. It is supposed to be a secret thing and you're giving it to everybody. Do you know the cost of this transgression? And then the guru also came. And there was a discussion. Why did you do it? Do you know the transgression for this kind of, the punishment for this kind of transgression is hell? He said, oh Gurudev, if I can help others save their existence from hell, I am prepared to go to hell forever. Never before, now we read the story and we feel, oh, it is commonplace. But never before this kind of compassion was shown. That this is what happens when a heart is filled or purified with bhakti. Bhakti bhav is a private thing. Agreed. But the result of bhakti bhav is not private. A person becomes thoroughly selfless. Not just selfless, but also willing to accept any kind of trouble for the sake of others. So, in those 120 years, he fashioned a sort of a murti of himself, and there is no record that, you know, like how his spiritual master left. He's there. And I think a few weeks ago, Shri Shri Chinnajiyar Swami, he made a huge Ramanuja murti. It is like 200 feet tall or something. It is called Monument to Equality. How Sripada Ramanujacharya adjusted so many maladies of his age. I have a personal recollection, and that is my last point for the day. This is this Cheluva Narayan temple, and I was there for the Mangal Aarti also, and then one day the last Aarti. And Vairamudi is the main festival for the year.
the crown is being taken and the Lord is glorified with that decoration. I saw a person and he said, I belong to the lower caste. And technically we were not even allowed in the temple for puja. But just see the greatness of Shripad Ramanujacharya. I am the first one to come inside because I play the musical instrument. He says, I come even before the main pujari comes. He doesn't enter the sanctum sanctorum, but he's outside. But this is what my seva is. And then he says, with lot of that happiness in his eyes, when the pujari closes the door and all the upacharas are over, I have to play the instrument for a short time. I am the last one to leave. In that Vaidmudi Utsav, the whole thing is led by somebody who is not a member of the Brahminical caste. So these acharyas, these powerful personalities, they don't care for what something has been done for 50, 60 or 1000 or a million years if it is not conducive to the path of bhakti. So these are, as I said, so much to say, you just don't have time. So we will stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Nitai Gaur Vimanandi.